Blog Talk Radio.
Oh no! It's Carlo!
galactic funk. Time to ride off into the universe, partners.
Unsigned Hype Radio, aka the Wake Your Ass Up Morning Show, with your host, Fat Man, West Coast, live from downtown Las Vegas.
Some people got to work today.
You know what I'm saying? So listen, I need y'all to wake up. Wake up. I need you bright-eyed and bushy-tailed this morning. You know what I'm saying? Because we're going to have a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful day. I am up getting the kids off to school, in at work, ready to do my thing. Y'all know how we get down every morning. We always thank the good Lord for waking us up this morning. We made the wake-up list again. If you're hearing the sound of my voice, it's obviously you made the wake-up list. So we need to be thankful for that today. And we need to thank him all day, today, through the day. Just stop and throw your hand up and say, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for waking us up. Thank you, Jesus, for covering me in your blood during the night. Thank you, Jesus, for covering my kids in your blood during the night as we slept. Thank you for covering the household, the apartment, the house, whatever you live in. Thank you for covering in your blood during the night while we slept. And we woke up again this morning. That is a beautiful thing. So like I said, y'all know how I get down every morning and y'all know how we do our thing. We always give thanks to the Almighty. So we bow our heads and close our eyes. Dear Lord, we come to you humbly this morning and we thank you for a Friday morning, another day in October. There's a lot of people that didn't make it to see October. There's a lot of people that didn't make it to see today. So I ask that you walk with each and every one of us today. Point us in the right direction, Lord Jesus, as we give you the praise that you need and as you bless every step that we take today through this world, Lord Jesus. We just want to say thank you. We just want to say that we love you, Lord Jesus. We just want to say thank you for waking us up again this morning and putting our names in the book of the Lamb. You know what I mean? So I want to just thank you, Jesus, and we're going to have a great, positive day. It is time for the Wake Your Ass Up Morning Show. Amen. Amen. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about. You know what I'm saying? You can hit us up at 657-383-0199. At 657-383-0199. Please share the show, share the show, share the show. Share the show on all your social media. Share the show. Send it. If I text you the show this morning, please text it to someone else and share the show and let them know that the Wake Your Ass Up Morning Show is on and your boy Fat Man West Coast is live and direct on the radio this morning at 8:16, 55 degrees out here in Las Vegas, Nevada. We got a lot of local news going on this morning. The Las Vegas Days Rodeo returns to the Plaza Arena in November. So for all my family members that like to get out to see the rodeo, it's going down at the Plaza. You know what I'm saying? In November, it is coming back to Las Vegas. So we got a lot of stuff to talk about this morning. This morning's topic is toxic women destroy good men too. I'm going to read that again. Do toxic women destroy good men too? But it's never talked about. We're going to talk about it this morning here on the Wake Your Ass Up Morning Show. You can hit us up at 657-383-0199. That's 657-383-0199. Or send it to our text line at 702-475-1109. That's our text line. Where if you don't want to be heard on the radio, this is a podcast, so you know we do take calls, but you can text us your comments, your questions, your answers, your concerns, your shout outs, whatever. Hit us up on our text line, 702-475-1109. That's 702-475-1109. It is your boy Fat Man West Coast coming to you live and direct, y'all, this morning. Our topic is, do toxic women destroy good men too? We're going to talk about it. Let's talk about it. You need to call your girlfriend, call your mama, call your sister, call your brother, call your auntie, call your nephew, call the next door neighbor, call all your family members and this, that, and the other, because this is a topic that we all need to talk about. We don't talk about it. We talk about men. I mean, we talk about the women on the show. I need to start making sure that we are talking about what make us men tick and click and bing and ting and this and the other. Because it seems like a lot of women get it twisted. So I'm here to straighten it out. You got your boy Fat Man West Coast coming to you live and direct, y'all. It is the Wake Your Ass Up Morning Show. I am in a wonderful mood. It is Friday morning, y'all. Make sure you get up, get your ass out of bed, get yourself ready for work. Because it's going down this morning. I'm trying to tell you. We got a good topic. Good morning. It's time to wake and bake. It's time to get up and get that coffee or that latte or that tea. I know a lot of y'all women like to wake up and drink your tea in the morning. Get yourself started. Get yourself rejuvenated. You know what I'm saying? And you are definitely, definitely, definitely right. But today we're talking about, do toxic women destroy good men too? Here on the Wake Your Ass Up Morning Show. Hit us up at 657-383-0199. That's 657-383-0199. Or send me a text to 702-475-1109, y'all. It is the Wake Your Ass Up Morning Show, y'all. Come on.
Sub Rock coming back. Hot dog, Dinky, manager, butt, F lover, you know what I'm saying? Doctor, no. Here we go. It's the hitman, yes, the hitman, yo, you know it. The first cruncher, the man on the sequencer. He was scared to kick a 16 bar. He's not a rap star, not saying that I am, but on the jam. I'm gonna kick a little, not a Dr. Seuss riddle. No cats and hats, box and some socks. Back to the DJ jocks, check your clocks. Half past what? Time to bust nuts. Pistachio, he uses a Casio keyboard and a Tascam board to click in the B50. Get nifty, born with the gift. Time to get tipped. Not with the manufacturing of a spliff. He never wrote one, never sold none. The beats give me the high that brought fame to us. And how we gonna kick it, huh? Come on! Chump has been dope since he came out the shaft of his pops wood. Yes, I'm... Yo, he shouted and he plopped it in the uterus, and they knew this about me was gonna be a dope MC. When I get on the mic, my windpipe strikes and ignites the lyric. When you hear it, you hear it in life. Chump is not a man that gets stooped like Campbell. I'm the man with the plan of my jams out. Like a whore in the store, hardcore and more. On the tour, making money you never saw. I don't like dreaming, never ever beam, and never involved with girls like scheming, or skiing, or toboggan, sledding, cause I'm shredding. Any thoughts of a wedding to Helen Keller? Listen to the room, and me and Hitman Howie T is all about cooling. She went fuck wild, scream, yell, hollin'. I told her I love her, and then she did a solid. Did it real good, like a nice girl shit. Rock polish, waxed up the hood. Yo, Hitman Howie T, you should have seen her on me. She got all Vanessa Del Rio on me. But after she stepped, cause I had nothing left. On the Martin Butler tip, you tapped that. But yo, cousin Howie T and me, our love is all about making a dope LP that will crush and sell and bum rush. Don't hush, how we gonna do it, huh?
Oh. What? I said I can give it to you, but what you gon' do with it? I can give it to you, but what you gon' do? I can give it to you, but what you gon' do with it? I can give it to you, but what? I can give it to you, but what you gon' do with it? When I'm in Texas, I'm bumping group music with Big Mike and Scarface. We loop. Me and Lil Cook like Bo and Luke Duke. When I'm in Miami, I go to Scoop Loop to see the Peep Show and get some Duke shoot. Went to Branson back to back like Scoop up in Harlem World in my Tim boots. Two suckers had beef, so I watched them shoot. Caught up in the rat, copped a bulletproof. Seen T-Funk, he took us to the roof. Then we went to the tunnel and brought down the roof. Been coaxing more wet, bitches dripping sweat. Playing a cassette to Funk Master Flex. And now I'm bumping on East Coast paydecks. Went from squat to the platinum Rolex. SD, Jersey, we getting more sex. Go next, go next. I said I can give it to you, but what you gon' do with it? I can give it to you, but what you gon' do? I can give it to you, but what you gon' do with it? I can give it to you, but what? I'm too sexy for my motherfucking hood. I'm too sexy for my motherfucking low rider. I'm too sexy for my motherfucking hood. I'm too sexy for my motherfucking low rider.
All my niggas can't eat, then y'all niggas can't sleep. I just begun to creep, nightmares on Elm Street. Release from Jones Beach to South Beach. Cause he's kicking dust as I was, fuck peace. And all them crooked caps on the beat. My niggas bring the funk like your grandpa feet. To death you was part, save my bullets for the charge. With darts like HBO watching after dark. No love for a mark, even less for a threat. That wanna be like Mike, who my dad. Real shit, hot necks. Run with niggas that ain't got shit, pop shit. And pedal poetry for profit. One time, out for my, but can't stop it. Trying to keep their hands in my pocket. So I bring obnoxious, infected lie, that be toxic. Leave the crime scene spotless. Mix the green with the chocolate. Here's the topic. Niggas synchronize your watches. We going in. We're nothing but a clan logo. Mr. Meth. Mr. Meth. Really loco. Motherfuckers.
I can give it to you, but what you gon' do with it? I can give it to you, but what you gon' do? I can give it to you, but what you gon' do with it? I can give it to you, but what? I'm too sexy for my motherfucking hood. I'm too sexy for my motherfucking low rider. I'm too sexy for my motherfucking hood. I'm too sexy for my motherfucking low rider.
I got a wicked flow and I'ma kick it, yo. Feel the pressure. Snatching niggas up just like change off the dresser. Niggas hit me with their best shit, then what? I shake that bullshit off, then go nuts. I've been down too long, can the motherfucker show me nothing? Y'all bitch niggas is ducking me like you owe me something. I got more homes than an essay, but let's say I couldn't talk, you wouldn't walk my way on your best day. The best way you can hope to get close to me is right here, under my wing like you supposed to be. The first time you start acting fucking strange, that's to be in ducking range. Talking shit, wearing a fucking chain. I break niggas like promises. Split them open like Thomas's. To sell more drugs than a pharmacist. Strapped for nothing but a rhyme. A long history of violent crime. Attitude that doesn't mind doing time.
I can give it to you, but what you gon' do with it? I can give it to you, but what you gon' do? I can give it to you, but what you gon' do with it? I can give it to you, but what? I'm too sexy for my motherfucking hood. Hood. I'm too sexy for my motherfucking low rider. I'm too sexy for my motherfucking hood. I'm too sexy for my motherfucking low rider.
With the underground, but when I'm with the mafia, I'm dropping. And if you're holding, I'll be knocking you. Baby, why not? You shouldn't jock because I'm popular. You group with the clock, I love to pop it. The cops get shot, they shouldn't try to stop the mafia. Tupac, a pack of punch and pump the trunk. I'm pumping G-Funk, but you can call it what you want. How many times I gotta tell you, don't ignore me. Either be my hoe or hit the door, you nothing. Oh, that's why I love to go on tour, G. Scores a hoes behind the door, niggas know it. I'm flipping on the 40, so you can call it what you want. Just pass the blunt,
the nigga. Well, I am the danger, similar to a killer. I romp around the cop and chop and stop him like I'm killer. Just choke, yo, check it as I choke the slow poke. Wrap the cap his ass faster than half a pound of coke. The Lord Mother say, first and 15, another way of saying it. I got a blitz so fit, but it's okay to get the clue. Cause who I send your team to the shop? And you would do a fucking, they got the wonder twin powers. I devour much shit about lunch breaks, I shit about your thing. What do you think? This is a threat, just forget about a comeback. You're done, Black Sea Cuddy was the stopper. But you call me the ender when I chop you with the chopper. Stinger with the stinger, flex my trigger finger. I blow you to bits and I gotta be kicking. I'm grabbing a mic and bling up these lyrics with the maximum security crew. I smoke a spirit, but I'm not Jamaican. So won't you let a Yankee Doodle do what he has to? Raise my hand and cast her. Hell if I spend the kids, tell you better ask her. Weatherman, he'll sigh and reply, you should have stayed in the house. Cause money's gonna rain,
yeah. Smoke, and grab my food by throat. And don't let him go, tell me holla, holla, really go. Now money, 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 beat one said to me.
187, why you wanna
be? Well, I like to clock big G's and hang out all night. I never worry about a bitch, cause he can't tell me shit. Plus, money, money is a pimp thing. And see, if you was in my shoes, you'd be doing the same. So don't ever, ever fuss if I'm a G, I play a hook. Cause when I'm busting on the mic, I can never be a customer. That's peace, cause when I'm going deep, the only customer's getting stuck in the house is a pussy I beat. They wanna pop that ding yang. I tell them, sit down, shut up, bitch, and let me kick game. You know, those always be saying they got that going on, but if they wanna get with a nigga like me, they gotta pay a fee. I am not the no-neck nigga from the planet called Slipper, from the planet Black. I'll be alive to free tip. Yo, don't take a sip of the psycho maker. Pips up, hold up, must be a payout.
Now hold up, wait a second.
Nah, I fuck your bitches on the last record. Yo, it's like I'm high on a ragamuffin flip. Me a dope sound, but a man, the myth. Man, they wanna see me face shit like I did last year. So I post on them, then I toast on them. No, I never, never, never had a murder rap. And if it's shit, just say that did it, I'm bound to get your next round. So there it is, and how it's gonna be. So I pass the joint to my man, KM.
Well, you can call it what you want, but if you don't, I'm still a nigga with a pimp strut. Ooh, a macadamia nut. I say, what you wanna work off what you owe? Well, alright, you little silly asshole. Now, when you wanna rendezvous and get trammed, give a call to the clinic, APL's the pimp camp, and see which player is up for the downstroke.
Cause you squeezing, cause you
so toast in my hoes, like I said before. I fuck four bitches a day, and I'm looking for more. Cause scores and scores of hoes be leaving my house like bam, and I'm like damn. Now my niggas didn't label me the dangerous neighborhood nasty man, cause they know I can't. When you wake up in the morning, I only give you five pushes. I'll be out by your garage, away behind the bushes, drinking coffee, smooth waiting to talk, see, like a true ho gigolo should be. See, I'm a giant and the rest of them are fakers, especially when it comes to the bitches and they money makers. A sip nigga hesitate to dish you trap, but I don't, so he black mafioso, and call it what you want.
You're listening to the best DJ, keeping the party rocking on all social media platforms. The Wake Your Ass Up Morning Show. Morning Show.
Close my drip on daily just so they can see.
Whoa. I see the link with the box. Had to put the stick in the box.
Whoa.
And I'm back to my ways cause I'm fartless.
Stay tuned for more hip-hop and R&B. Fat Man West Coast.
Coronavirus! Coronavirus! Just get it real!
The best mixes.
Playing the bangers. Don't forget to wash your hands.
up. That's what's up. That's what's up. That's what's up. What's going on, everybody? 55 degrees out here in Las Vegas, Nevada. How's everybody doing this morning? It is the Wake Your Ass Up Morning Show. And this morning's topic is, do toxic women destroy good men too? Once again, this morning's topic is, do toxic women destroy good men too? And, of course, y'all know me. Y'all know I'm going to give y'all my analysis of it. Hell yeah, toxic women destroy good men, too. You know, just like toxic men destroy good women. You know what I'm saying? It seems like it's, you know, trust me, ladies, we understand where you come from when you talk about what you've been through, what you've been put through. And everything like that, we get it, we understand it, we hear you loud and clear. My thing is this, and this is the only thing that I you know, that I want to touch bases on. Do you even care what a man has been through? We men go through the same thing that you do, that you go through. And a lot of times, we're going through it because of your insecurity. Because of the woman's insecurity, we take it to, we understand, I won't say we take it to consideration, we understand that you've been hurt, we understand what you have been through, we understand that you had to deal with what you done dealt with before you done got to us, or before, in my case, before you've gotten to me. You know what I'm saying? Now, we're just talking in it, we're just talking in hypothetical terminology, because I get people, oh, you talk about yourself all the time and this and the other. Well, I have a talk show and it's based around me. So I don't want people getting their panties all gathered up in their ass and this and the other because you figure I'm talking about myself or anything like that. Y'all know who y'all are out there and everything. So no, we're talking about, do toxic women destroy good men? Okay? This is what we're talking about this morning. I say yes, they do. You know what I mean? When a woman is basically looking for the fuck up when they meet you, men, how many women have you met and they talk about, yeah, you're going to fuck up sooner or later. Or you're going to mess up. You're going to mess up before I do and everything like that. That's putting that toxic bullshit in the air already. You ain't known each other 72 hours yet, and they done already put toxic bullshit in the air. So you ask, what is a toxic woman? What is a toxic woman to you? What is a toxic woman to you? A toxic woman to me is a woman that wants to argue. There's so many women out here talking about, I ain't about the drama. I ain't got time for the drama. I'm living my best life and this, that, and the other. And as soon as you get with somebody, you go back to that same bullshit. You go back to that same bullshit. You go back to that nagging. You go back to the insecurity. You go back to the hallucinations. And when I say hallucinations, that's who you talking to, or where you been, or because we answer the phone when you call us every time, and then one time we don't answer the phone, and it's, okay, so you're not trying to talk to me now, or this, that, and the other. That's toxic shit. I thought when we were getting together, you didn't want a toxic man, I didn't want a toxic woman. We were going to treat each other like king and queen, and take care of each other, listen to one another, and the one thing that is the big stickler with me, that should be the big stickler with everybody, and that's communication. When your communication lacks, no matter who's toxic, because we're loving you for who you are, not for what you are, not for what you've done, not for what you're about to do. We're loving you for who you are. We are taking you for face value. If you told me you was going to love me and this and the other and treat me right, I'm going to believe you until you start doing otherwise. You know what I mean? I've been out here in this dating world and everything, and a lot of these women act like they're so together, and they're not. It's like a lot of us men, we act like we are so together, and we're not. We're damaged. We're damaged. It's more damaged men out here than it is probably rich men, or men that's well off, or men that you so-called want to see yourself with. Two damaged motherfuckers can't help each other. That's just my theory of it. If I'm damaged and you damaged and we're not trying to talk to each other and this, that, and the other so we can undamage each other day by day slowly, it's going to be a toxic relationship. Something's going to come up that's going to ruin it. You could be laying in the bed. Y'all could be having a good relationship. Starting out, laying in the bed, talking, cuddling, everything like that, talking to one another and all of that. And something small will fuck it up. You know what I mean? And that's just real talk. It's just real talk. No matter, and I'm going to be transparent with y'all. No matter if it, look here. I'm going to be transparent with y'all and everything like that. You know what I'm saying? I've been out here in the dating world and dating these toxic-ass women and everything like that there. This is why I'm still dating. Because of the toxicity in these women that I meet. And maybe, check this out. Let me stop this music so I can, this is something I'm about to lay on everybody. If you've been dating toxic women, just like if a woman has been dating a toxic man, and I want everybody to hear me on this, and I'm very, very serious about this. If you've been dating a toxic man, basically, in every relationship that you've gotten into, some have been good, some have been bad, some have been worse. But the ones that was good, they definitely didn't last that long because you felt that that person was toxic. Check this out. If that's all you've been dating, men and women, don't you think it's about time for us to flip the script and start dating something else? Because obviously that's what you attract. Opposites attract. So a toxic woman is going to attract a toxic man. Think about it. This is the Wake Your Ass Up Morning Show. I'm here to wake your ass up on some real ass shit. A toxic woman, and that goes for a toxic man. That's like me. I like to date plus size women. I like thick women and everything. But it seems like all the thick women I get are either sick, there's something going on with them, they're a single parent, and they half-ass taking care of their child, or something like that there, to where the attention is not on what we're doing like they want it to be. It's not on what we're doing. It's on what we're talking about doing. It's not on what we're doing. It's not on we're spending the time. We're being there for one another. We're talking to one another. We're making sure that we're doing the little text messaging and the little things that count in a relationship. We're making sure that we do. But is that enough when you're dealing with a toxic person? You know what I'm saying? You got your boy Fat Man coming to you live.
You're listening to the Unsigned Hype Radio, a.k.a. the Wake Your Ass Up Morning Show, live from Las Vegas.
Bitch better have my money.
Oh, shit. Everyone on one, y'all, what's on the ground?
It ain't nothing like black pussy on my dick. Word to the motherfucking DJ Quick. I play old black domino slapping bones. AMP's on the motherfucking microphone. I sing dick, bitch, nothing more and nothing less. You got a phenom hope, you can take the test and bring big fat titties and lock your back. You got the woody and I got the act. I'm no joke when I stroke for a client.
better have my
choose
money.
Choose the position, pronto, you're on the clock. You can stop the diggity dick, but I'ma charge you a knot. Bend your ass on over and touch your toes. Hold your breath, cause I'ma hold my nose. This dick of mine ain't friendly, baby. Will it hurt you? Yeah, maybe, probably, because I'm 19 years old. I fuck hot pussy until it's cold. I ain't a prostitute, but I'll knock the boot. Women love me, they say I'm so cute. Girls wanna get with me, young tender. A big old butt and a smile and a weird up. Pussy ain't nothing but a game to me. Pockets on fat cause I play the freak. So when a hoe wanna fuck to the flow of a teenage pimp, I wanna see that drip, so
bitch better have my money. 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 Bitch better have my money.
Motherfuckers out there can't fade me. And bitches out there don't fade me. I take it blow for blow. A hoe is a hoe. A bitch is a bitch is a so, fuck all the rigmarole. I clap the dough while I slang the flow. She's gonna do it to you slow while you sing along, ho.
Bitch better have my money.
Yeah, bitch.
Bitch better have my money. 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 Bitch better have my money.
We gotta have some food to show. We got some technical difficulties. Y'all know what it is.
Bitch!
You know, but the devil is a lie. You got your boy Fat Man West Coast coming to you live and direct, y'all. We had some technical difficulties. So I went off the air. These computers all of a sudden want to reboot themselves and update themselves and everything. So we back on the air, y'all. You know what I'm saying? If we do go out again, please forgive us. You know what I'm saying? The devil is a lie. We rebuke the devil in the name of Jesus. You know what I mean? He's just running around here to call himself sitting next to me. I'm having five of blood in a minute and everything. You go sit next to me, you go smoke. You know what I'm saying? You got to wake your ass up morning show. Coming to you live and direct, y'all. I'm your host, Fat Man West Coast. Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. Wipe your cold, wipe the cold out your eyes and everything and get yourself up. I need you bright-eyed and bushy-tailed this morning. It is a beautiful morning out. We're going to get out today and celebrate life today. That's what we're doing. We're celebrating life today. And today's topic is, do toxic women destroy good men too? It's never talked about. We don't never talk about that. We don't talk about the toxicity that a woman gives off to a man right off Jump Street. We don't talk about that. I've been with women and women want to say, oh, I've been called a narcissist. You know what I'm saying? I've had a woman call me a narcissist. She's been like, she was like, yeah, you're a narcissist. You're a narcissist feelings. It's coming out of you and this, that, and the other. Now, she thought it was funny and everything. And just FYI, and if she's listening, I didn't find it not worth, not, I didn't find it not, I didn't find it funny, not worth a fuck and everything. Because it's kind of like you're prejudging me already. You're saying that I'm a narcissist because I know what I believe in and I stand what I believe in. And I stand on that. You know what I'm saying? I don't know what made her. And she was telling me, you know, a narcissist, when I looked up the word narcissist, even though I did a show on this, you know what I mean? My brain ain't as sharp as it used to be, you know what I'm saying? And I'm looking up and it's a, you know, narcissist is a motherfucker that just boasts and talk about himself and this, that, and the other and brag on himself and all of that. Y'all think I sit on this show and just talk about myself and brag on myself? That's toxic. If that's the case, then I'm not even listening to what you're trying to say. I'm not even listening to what you women are trying to say, let alone what a man is trying to say. It's just all about me. And I thought she was very, 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 very wrong about that and everything. You know what I'm saying? But everybody wants to, and yeah, you know, and all of that shit, and this, that, and the other, and everything. Look here, sweetie. Check this out, ladies. Let men be men and women be women. If you got a dick bigger than mine, then you need to move on with it and everything. You know what I'm saying? Because a lot of y'all women act like, you know what I'm saying, like you tougher than a man or whatever. Y'all try to come across like y'all, you know, so tough skins and this, that, and the other, and you wasn't saying that the other night when you was bent over talking about, oh, daddy, oh, daddy, 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 and all of that shit. You missed me with all of that bullshit. You know what I'm saying? Because that means you're getting one thing, you're after one thing, and you're getting satisfied in one way, but not in the other, and you can't give that back, if that makes any sense. You know what I'm saying? So basically, you dickmatize, and you basically want that, you know what I'm saying? Because, yeah, I want something too. It's a give and take with all of this. But if we can't even get to the part of communicating and squashing all of the toxicity that we have in each other while we're dating and courting each other. I also had a woman say, you sound old. Why? Because I used the word courting, court a woman. That's what we're doing now. I keep telling y'all I'm old school. You know what I'm saying? So if y'all can't get with old school ways, but you want to do new school shit with toxic attitudes, y'all can take that shit. You got your boy Fat Man coming to you West Coast live and direct. Fat Man West Coast, y'all. We doing it like this up in here. You know what I'm saying? It's the Wake Your Ass Up Morning Show. Hit us up at 657-383-0199. I want to be wrong. If I'm wrong, somebody text me and go, you know what? You're wrong about that. My number is 702-475-1109. It is the text line. You can text me. Let me know if I'm wrong. I want to be wrong. I want somebody to text me and go, you know what? This is how it really is, and this, that, and the other, because my opinion isn't the only opinion that matters. Our opinions matter. We matter. What we say and what we think about each other matters to a certain extent. Everybody kind of like, I don't give a fuck what nobody think about me. I tell you what, let a whole social media group or a whole social media network turn on you and start talking crazy about you because of the post you done made, and you will say totally, you will think totally different after that encounter. You know what I'm saying? Social media can be mean. It will chew you up and spit you the hell out. You got to have tough skins to be up in here and everything like that. That's why I only do so much. I come in and I go. You got your boy Fat Man West Coast, y'all. Hit us up, 657-383-0199. That's 657-383-0199, y'all. Hit us up. Let us know what's going on. Let me know if I'm wrong about my statements on do toxic women destroy good men too.
New York! Hot! Hot! It's that time, motherfuckers! These niggas don't run that much! All praises, all burners, all raises. Hand down, nigga, the game is all Jaders. Anything drop, I cop in all flavors. He's a dick, you pussy, y'all neighbors. Hold on, we ain't playing with, this is New York. This what these niggas want, right?
Oh, shit.
I don't do Instagram.
Too old.
I don't do Twitter. I don't do none of that shit. Let's go, Tech. This what I do, nigga. New York, make some motherfucking noise.
Oh.
Yeah, all praises, all burners, all raisins. Hand down, nigga, the game is all Jaders. Something hot drop, he topping all flavors. He's a dick, you pussy, y'all neighbors. Yeah, two extra whores. I'm in a new Aston with two extra doors. With a quick flip, I don't try to stretch for more. 100% powder, extra raw. And I get it from Giuseppe, either him or the essays. I've been smashing rappers around for a decade. Still trying to get mommy to stock a Mila Leche. No, if I take her out, I can pop her the next day.
Woo!
Member of the vocals, MJ and the Pro Tools, antisocial. Phil Jack on the track, but I can't coach you. This is just audio and shit that I go through. Guns in the couch, money in the mattress, and I would've copped the Bentley, but I had to pay taxes. Settle for a polo fit and some air. Your flow's a light sprain, mine's is a fracture. Yeah, and the x-ray's negative. You's a coward, in jail you can never live. Yeah, you barely living out here, it's like I'm giving... You barely giving out air.
Yeah.
The reason you breathing is like I'm giving out air. I got stocks in the block. I'm giving out shares. I don't know you. You ain't familiar. I don't care who shot you, cause they ain't kill you. Bars the wordplay, I'm the son of a bitch. These niggas is decent, but ain't none of them. MTV, y'all know I'll punish the list. Niggas jury are faking, ain't none of them rich. notice they keep watching them. No stopping them. G-neck, crush linen, suede, Louis moccasin. Won't dry up cause it don't buy up. Cashmere sweats with the Gucci tie-up. Overlooking the city, my nigga, I'm high up. I can get your brain blowed out for $5. Always in the hood, that's cause I rep that. My perfect work good, niggas already checked that. Probably just Sumbaloo, cause that's where I slept at. Desert is blue steel, the 40 is jet black. Fucking
bars, nigga. Bars.
Your style, your smile, your peace mentality. Lord, have mercy on me. I was blind, now I can see. What I came supposed to be. Baby, I feel free. Come on and go with me. Let's take a long walk around the park after dark. Find a spot, a spot. Conversation, revelation. Simulation, check our situation, temptation, education, relaxation, elevation. Maybe we can talk about Torah 31:18. Your background, it ain't squeaky clean shit. Sometimes we all got to swim upstream. You ain't no saint, we all a sinner. Put your good foot down to make your soul the winner. All that, the supreme. Then you're humble, man. I'm numb your feelings. I can feel everything that you bring. Let's take a long walk around the park after dark. Find a spot, a spark. Conversation, verbal elation, simulation. Share our situation, temptation, education, relaxation, elevation. Maybe we could talk about Revelation 3:17. Or maybe we could see a movie. Or maybe we could see a play on Saturday. Or maybe we could roll a tree and feel the breeze and listen to a symphony. Or maybe chillin' just me. Or maybe, maybe we could take a cruise and listen to the roots. Or maybe eat some passion fruit. Or maybe fly to the blue. Or maybe we could just be silent.
Yeah.
we're just slowing it down and everything. Everybody getting up. It's 6 minutes after 9 a.m. 60 degrees outside, y'all. The high today is going to be 72. So it's going to be a good day out today. Make sure you get outside and get some sun on your skin. You know what I'm saying? And everything. It's your sun. We are sun people. So we need to get out, get some sun, get some air, get out of the house, air the house out. You know what I'm saying? It's been closed up through the summer and this and the other with the air conditioners. Open up the doors. The kids is going to school. Open up the doors, this, that, and the other. Turn your music up. Make your coffee and everything like that. You know what I'm saying? Because it is the Wake Your Ass Up Morning Show. Hit us up, 657-383-0199, or text us now at the text line, 702-475-1109. Let us know how we doing, and let us know how you doing on the Wake Your Ass Up Morning Show.
Are you driving?
I got a limo outside.
excuse me. Stop playing the game, baby. Why don't you use yourself? Help us out.
I'm the one, you love.
I'm the one,
you
want. I'm the one you need.
I've blanked many ladies in my day. It's just like the wind, they've all blown away. See, to love someone, it's an atmosphere that you both still share when one's not there. There's no real way it can be explained. I guess it's the way I cry when I hear your name. It's the little things you do that means so much. It's the kiss you put into every touch. It's the way I trust you and you trust me. I guess some of us are so lucky.
I was known for having the upper hand. I was known as Stone Cold Ladies Man. If it wasn't for you, I'd be that way still. But lately, there's a change in Jalil. Though my friends play games and tease me a lot, I know I'm more than happy with what I've got. When I get up in the morning and go to work, see all day long, I stay alert. Until we come home at night and close the door, two people share one common core. When I say one love, you can trust me, cause never have I been so lucky.
One love, one love, you're lucky just to have just one love. One love, one love, you're lucky just to have just one. One love, one love, you're lucky just to have just one love. One love, one love, you're lucky just to have just one. Just one love.
Now the love I used to have just left me cold. I used to buy her everything from diamonds to gold. At first I thought she'd left me cause I didn't buy her enough. But then she left me a note along with all my stuff. Said maybe one of these days you'll have to learn that love is something that you gotta earn. And once you earn it, got to know how to keep it. You got to want it as well as you need it. To have lost love was a hurting lesson, but to have had love was a definite blessing. Now I know what the Beatles were thinking of when they said that money.
money can't buy me love. When you say you're so, what do you mean? I just went through the exact same thing. Mine was lost for a whole different reason. I lost my love because of cheating. Started roaming through the streets all day and night. I guess greedy best describes such an appetite. I wish I had her back, but it remains a wish. I guess a bird in the hand beats two in the bush. I'd like to thank you, girl, for teaching me love. Because all in all, I had a fall. I guess it's better to have loved and to have lost than to never had loved at all.
One love, one love. You're lucky just to have just one love. One love, one love. You're lucky just to have just one. One love, one love. You're lucky just to have just one love. One love, one love. You're lucky just to have just one. One love, one love. You're lucky just to have just one love.
We break it down. This is all about the love that we lost and found. About the love we missed and the love we shed. About the love that just up and disappeared. About who is for real and who is fake. So you can learn from our mistakes. Cause it was already written, done and said. So you can stay two steps ahead. It's for the love which you give. It's for the one we live. It's for the vibrant letter. Means may we last forever.
One love, one love. You're lucky just to have just one love. One love, one love. You're lucky just to have just one. One love, one love. You're lucky just to have just one love. One love, one love. You're lucky just to have just one. Just one love, one love, one love. You're lucky just to have just one love.
Vegas, 9:24 a.m. Y'all, this is what we doing. It is the Wake Your Ass Up Morning Show. We do this Monday through Saturday. We should be doing a show tomorrow. We're going to see what this technical difficulty is doing. But other than that, y'all, hit us up at 657-383-0199 or text us on our text line. Let us know if you fill in the topic, if you understand where I'm coming from. I need some feedback from somebody, you know what I mean? But I understand this is a podcast, you know what I'm saying? We just play music on our podcast, that's all, you know what I'm saying? We try and go a little different at it, you know what I'm saying? But other than that, it's the Wake Your Ass Up Morning Show with your host, Fat Man West Coast, y'all. It's 34 minutes left in the show. You know what I'm saying? We gonna start sliding our way towards the door. You know what I mean? But like I said, today's topic is, do toxic women destroy good men too? But it's never talked about. It's never brought to the forefront. No one never sits down to discuss it. And men, that's our fault. We can't blame the women for talking about them being toxic towards us. They damn sure can sit out and talk about us being toxic towards them. But we as men never sit down and talk as men, among men, talk about what we've dealt with in our toxic relationships to try and learn from the other man. Or let me rephrase that, learn from our brother man instead of the other man. We don't need nobody else telling us how to run our life, how to think, how to walk, how to talk, and everything like that there. And I think that's what we are going back to. No, fellas, we need to get amongst each other as black men, men of color, and sit down and talk about these toxic women. Talk about us toxic men that's in our groups talking about toxic women. Every action is going to get a reaction. Remember that. I don't care what you're doing in life. Every action is going to get a reaction. If you're laying there in bed with a man and this, that, and the other, and your vibe ain't feeling right, that man's going to feel that vibe. You're not the only one that's so spiritual and this, that, and the other, to where you're picking up on everything and things like that. I dislike it when women come and try and act like they're closer than God than I am, or closer to God than I am, or their spirituality, or I can see it to the future, or this, that, and the other. If that's the case, if you can see so much and you can read everything and all of that, how come you can't read yourself up out of the situation that you're in? But I understand it's due to what's been going on around you and what you've been experiencing, other toxic-ass men. Exactly. You know what I'm saying? That's just like a man. He's trying to figure out what's going on around him. It's because you're dealing with other toxic-ass women. So if you stop dealing with the toxic-ass man or woman, or at least give it a chance to find out if that person is as toxic as you think they are, stop being so petty and everything like that, because everybody needs somebody. We don't have to settle for who we got, but everybody needs somebody, and there's somebody out there that loves everybody. Somebody out there for you. You just ain't found him yet. The path just hasn't crossed yet. But if you do cross paths with somebody and that person is trying to love you and just love you for what you are, he ain't judging you for who you are, what you've done, what you done been through, this, that, and the other, the type of shirt you wear, the type of drawers you wear that got holes in them or anything like that there. If you find somebody that's loving them stinking ass drawers too and your stinking ass too, then you're very, very, very blessed, because men aren't coming that far in between and everything to where they're going to love everything about you and this, that, and the other, and just get to know you. Not trying to, oh, well, I get this off of you and this, that, and the other. No. We just go step outside the box and just get to know somebody else. We just go get to know you for a minute. You know what I'm saying? This is what we have to do, as far as being transparent. A lot of times people don't get a chance to be transparent with that other person that they're getting to know or that they're with at the moment, because why? That person the person that they're with aren't being transparent, or they're being transparent to a certain extent. It's not about putting the magnifying glass on somebody all the damn time. It's not about looking up their ass or going through them with a fine-tooth comb and this, that, and the other. Ooh, what did you have yesterday? Chocolate? This shit, because you all up in my ass. You know what I mean? Back the hell up. Give people some room to breathe. That go for men, that go for women. If we get to know each other and we just so happen to hit it off and we come up and we have a sexual relationship and everything, okay, then let's treat it like adults and everything like that. But don't act funny because something doesn't go your way or it doesn't go right or anything like that there, or you catch the tail end of what didn't happen and the person is just trying to make sure that everything connects the dots the way they supposed to. You got your boy Fat Man West Coast coming to you live and direct, y'all. You know what I'm saying? It's 29 minutes left in the show. You know what I'm saying? So we gonna start walking our way up out of here. And if I was your girlfriend, we wouldn't even be on the radio, y'all. Let me dress you.
and help me pick out your clothes before we go out. Not that you're helpless, but sometimes, sometimes those are the things that being in love about. If I were your one and only friend, would you run to me if somebody hurt you? Breakfast sometime. Well, then could we just hang out? I mean, could we go to a movie? Could we together? 'Cause to me, baby, that would be so fine. Baby, can I dress you? I mean, help you pick out your clothes before we go out. Listen, girl, I ain't saying you're helpless.
Yo, Jazzy Faye, K Faye, Def Squad, Noon Time.
Slamming Cadillac doors. I've been a Mac half my life. If I wanna have your wife, if won't take me too much. I'm gonna make it last all night. When you're dealing with my type, don't get caught up in the hype. I be taking all your bitch money and you know that just ain't right. Cause you brought her to the club, but you didn't leave with her. Trying to figure how a player like Show Dog could get her. Somebody had to do it. She didn't really love you. Another pimp got your hoe and you don't know what to do.
I came in the door pimping. Nothing personal, baby, ain't trying to be shaded. That's just the way it goes. Came in the door pimping.
Handling strictly business.
Said it's nothing personal, baby, ain't trying to be shaded. That's just the way it goes, yeah. I got to handle my business.
Handling strictly business.
I came in the door pimping. Yeah, I got to handle my business, y'all. Yeah,
handling strictly business.
Jazzy Faye came through the door.
Handling strictly business.
I came in the door pimping.
A ban has been passed in Reno, Nevada. A ban has been passed in Reno, Nevada on using whips. Okay? Reason being because the whips sounds like gunfire going off. And 911 has got increasing calls about their shooting in downtown Reno, Nevada. Only in Las Vegas, only in Nevada that you can get. We can't use whips. Now understand, I'm talking about a whip, like, you know, yeah, you know. You got to be here, y'all. You got your boy Fat Man West Coast coming to you live and direct, y'all. 60 degrees outside, 939 here in Las Vegas, y'all. We about to get up out of here. 20 minutes left in the show. Today's topic was, do toxic women destroy good men? It's never talked about, you know. The moral to the story is we all can, a toxic man can destroy a good woman. And that's been the case in point for all these years. Just today, I wanted to shine some light on what goes on with the man, what we men think. We men try and tell you women all the time what we're thinking. We try and let you in on what's going on in the back of our minds and everything like that. It's just a lot of times we like to ask you, are you even paying attention? Because if he was paying attention, you wouldn't have to ask us again. But to work on the toxicity, we men understand that you've been through a lot. We men understand that you're going through a lot. Well, we just ask us, understand what we're going through and what we're dealing with too. We're trying to be the best fathers, the best husbands, or the best boyfriends that we could possibly be. And the last thing we figure that you need coming home from work and dealing with life itself, it's me nagging you or coming at you. I wouldn't say nagging you, but then again, coming at you as if you're not paying me no attention or you're not giving me enough attention or whatever the case may be. Whatever the case may be. I try not to be toxic. I've never been called toxic before. I've been called everything else. But I've never been called toxic. I'm pretty sure I've been called a lot behind my back and I didn't know about it. You know what I mean? And everything. I had somebody ask me once before, why do you have a problem with black women? And I said, I don't have a problem with black women. I love black women. You know what I'm saying? I just don't like the bullshit that black women do. I don't like the games that they play. I don't like these phony ass feelings. And y'all can sit there and go, well, damn, West Coast, we don't like that shit either. Yeah, I understand you don't like that shit. So what would make you think that I'm going to get out of one fucked up relationship to get in another fucked up relationship just to be with you. That doesn't make any sense. Whether if you're toxic or not, it's got to be a reason why I want to be around your toxic ass. It's got to be something. There's something about you. But women, y'all overthink shit. Y'all overthink shit, and we men, we do too. Where do you think y'all get it from? We overanalyze, we overthink shit and everything like that to where it's, you know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? To where by the time we get there and everything, your thought is gone. You know what I'm saying? For real. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, y'all, you got your boy Fat Man West Coast coming to you live and direct. Let me see. I think I got a couple of texts. A toxic woman can absolutely destroy a good man, just like a woman. Just like a woman, a man's heart should be handled with care. And toxicity is not just limited to a romantic relationship. No, it's not. You know what I'm saying? That's true. You know, I mean, yeah. I mean, we all know that a toxic woman can destroy a good man. You may go, well, Fat Man, what do you mean? Or you may go, well, West Coast, what do you mean she can destroy a good man? Well, you can, by what you say to a good man. We hear more than you think we do as men. When we're dating you, when we're going out with you, we hear more than you think we do. So the little shit that you do say, or that little smart undertone shit that you say that we don't mention and everything, yeah, we hear that, you know what I mean, and everything like that. Now, if we say it towards you, it's World War III. But you can say it to us, and we're supposed to take it with a grain of salt and everything like that. So my thing is this. This is why y'all hear me use the word, oh, I can fall back. It's not a problem, because I'm not forced to be with you. I'm not forced to deal with the degrading, with the undertones, with the sarcasm. You know what I'm saying? I mean, don't get me wrong. I know I can be sarcastic and everything. I think you women take confidence for sarcasm. A lot of women takes confidence for sarcasm. You think we're boasting about ourselves. Look here, I'm a 52-year-old man that done made some accomplishments in my life, that done seen some things that probably most of y'all will never see in a lifetime. And I'm proud of that. I'm proud of being 52. I make 52 look damn good. You know what I'm saying? And I'm a grandfather on top of that. So, yeah, I'm ecstatic. I'm happier than a sissy with a bag of dicks running around this motherfucker and shit like that there, because I'm happy within me. You know what I mean? Y'all hear me joke about, yeah, I left that narcotic alone and this, that, and the other. A lot of y'all can't understand jokes from reality. You act like you can, but you really can't. You know what I'm saying? And when I say y'all, I'm talking about women. I'm talking about my black women. Yes. No, I don't have a problem with black women. I have a problem with black women not being able to deal with the black man. You act like every black man is stacked up and built the same way, and we go the same route, and we all know each other. No, them jokers you done been dating, don't nobody know them. Just like the women you don't know that I've been dating. But you leave that toxic shit alone. That's the reason of leaving it alone. And somebody was telling me, you know, I'm cleansing. I have to cleanse. Okay, that's cool. That's cool. If you cleanse, tell your dude about that. Maybe he needs to cleanse too in his own way. But show him. Teach him how to do that. Teach him how to meditate. If you into all of that and everything, teach a man how to do that. Or teach the man that you're dating how to do that. Or do it together. When you ain't got shit to watch on TV, sit there and meditate together. I thought that's what people were supposed to have been doing and everything, when you're laying there and you're telling each other your deepest thoughts and dreams and everything. That's kind of like, damn, I wasted all that talking on your ass and everything like that. And then you flake out because of something petty. You don't want to call and go, you know what, hey, let's talk about it and this, that, and the other. Too busy waiting for the motherfucker to call and say that. But when you're dealing with that type of person, why would you want to call and say anything? Because you don't need that person. So, this is why I tell people, walk your journey. Walk your path. Only you and God know where you're going. And that's the only person you need to be in tune with right now. So that's what I'm in tune with right now. You know what I'm saying? You got your boy Fat Man coming to you live and direct, y'all. 12 minutes left in the show. We going to get our way up out of here. You know what I'm saying? And we going to catch y'all next week. If I be on the show tomorrow, I'll let you know. I'll make a post. But other than that, y'all, we're going to slide, slippity slide up out of here. You know what I'm saying? I appreciate everybody that's been rocking and rolling with me. Thank you for the text messages and everything. But like I said, I just do a radio show. My word is not bond. You know what I'm saying? Please don't take everything of what I say to heart. This is just my analogy of it. These are my life experiences that I share with you, and I'm glad that I get a chance to share them with you. So listen, for the Wake Your Ass Up Morning Show staff and myself, I bid you a fond adieu. Y'all have a good day. Be good to one another. Take care of one another. Do something nice today. Be kind to somebody. Open up a door or something like that. Buy somebody lunch or something like that. For real, for real. You know what I mean? But make sure you get that money. Wake your ass up on the show, y'all. We up out of here. I'm going to catch y'all next time, all right?
Oh!